Marty Lintvedt and daughter Kristen are co-hosts today. And Marty, sometimes you pick up on the verse of the day and talk about it in your devotional thought. Today, I'm going to pass that along to Pastor Warren Wirth, Romans 1:20, on our Creation Club segment.
Oh, that'll be interesting. We'll listen to it as we're driving back to O'Fallon. That's always interesting.
It's coming up 1 hour from now on KFUO Radio. Diana Brandmeier is not only an author, but apparently she's a good friend of the Lintvedt family. Huh?
She is. She's a very good friend of the Lintvedt family. I think I just mentioned she's kind of like Kristen's second mom. So Kristen's very blessed to have Ed and Diana as we are in our family.
Diana Brandmeier, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Marty and Kristen.
Hi.
Good morning.
So how do you think Kristen's doing with the weather there, huh, Diana?
She's amazing.
Thank you.
How did you two get to know each other?
We got to know each other through church, and, you know, you kind of avoid the pastor's wife a little bit because you think she's, you know, really, really special, and then you find out she's just like you. And we started just connecting, and it's been a wonderful friendship.
Now, Marty tells me you're a novelist.
I am. I've written several books.
What are the titles?
Hearts on the Road, which is coming out in Wyoming Weddings. It's a 3-in-1 collection that should be at Walmart next month.
Wow.
Yes, and I'm working on one now that will be out next July called The Bride's Dilemma in Friendship, Tennessee. And what I really am enjoying about it is that it's in 1866, and there is a little girl in there that has Kristen's personality. And I'm really liking that part.
Kristen, you gotta feel very humbled by that, to be chosen to be a character in a book, huh?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I didn't even know that until now.
Really?
It's a big secret, but the secret's out.
Where do you get the ideas for your novels?
My ideas, they just usually come as like one or two sentences in my head, and then I flesh them out and see what happens with them.
Mm. It's amazing to get published and then have your product at Walmart. Is this beyond your wildest dreams?
Oh, my, yes. I had a goal. My 5-year goal was to just be published in anything, and that was 10 years ago, and now it's just taken off, and God has really blessed it.
And your novels, do they come from a Christian perspective?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't write them any other way. I think my gift is totally from God, and I see no reason to write anything else but what he would want on the shelf. So that sounds like, oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I really think that it is a witness when I'm writing, and that's what I want.
Your book that you worked with Marty Lintvedt on is titled We're Not Blended, We're Pure Reed. And apparently Marty was a collaborator?
Oh, yeah, she was. She was an excellent collaborator. There were times I would write and I would send them back and she would send me something that would make me cry. I can feel like I'd been kicked in the gut. No, that's fine. And then, you know, I'd have to deal with these memories that couldn't be redone. But she would help me get through that and realize that my kids still turned out wonderfully.
Is this book based on personal experience?
Yes, it is. And it's a little scary to put that out there in the universe, but it is going out there. And my kids haven't even read it, so this will be fun.
And it'll be released when?
Mid-July.
Uh-huh. And is this a CPH book?
It is a CPH book. And let's see. I do believe it's July 15th, isn't it, Marty?
Yeah, I keep wanting to flip it to the 11th, but I think that's just because I wanted out a few days earlier. The book is Diana's story, and I feel real honored to kind of come alongside at the end of each chapter with a little bit of practical mental health kinds of stuff. But Diana, your story was really unique, the story of your family and how it came together. And I don't know if you want to put a little bit in a nutshell, but...
Sure, I can do that. Ours is unique because both of us, Ed and I, were both widowed, and we combined our two families together. And we thought it would just be an easy ride because we didn't have to deal with ex-wives or ex-husbands. And boy, we were wrong. And what I think the takeaway from this book is it's not going to be easy to do that, but it's just like every other family. What happens in your family is happening to the normal family down the street. And I did not realize that when I was raising my children.
How many children are we blending here?
We're 3 of them.
Your husband's name?
Ed.
And how many children did Ed have?
Ed had 1 son, and I had 2 sons, and now they're all our sons.
Was it any easier or tougher, you think, because they're all boys?
you need to read the book.
Talk about sibling rivalry, huh?
Well, and
and two of the boys are only 21 days apart, which made it like having twins, and they were not related as far as, you know, they were not siblings until we made them be siblings.
How did you and Ed meet?
Well, Ed was married to my cousin, and when she died, we got together. After my husband died, I should clarify that.
What happened to your spouses?
Both of our spouses died from cancer.
Oh.
And we decided to just hang out and see. I was going to do the sewing of the buttons and the badges on the Cub Scout uniforms and and making brownies, apparently. And he was going to help Ben throw a ball and fix things. And it just kind of worked into something else.
Yeah, years ago we were acquainted with a similar situation. Husband and wife who actually went to a grief support group for several years before they connected and ended up getting married and have a wonderful family and marriage today. And it was his wife who died of brain cancer and lingered for 10 years or more with that. And he had to mortgage the house and all kinds of things and just hung in there with her. And her husband died in a plane crash.
Oh, wow.
But they met at a grief support group and then blended the families, and it's worked out real well. But that's not always the case, is it?
No, it's not. Sometimes it's very difficult, and people give up, and then you have a real mess on your hands. It's a difficult job to blend because you come with traditions that you've set up with another spouse, and you want to keep those, but you also have to make them work with a new child. And there's other things too. Like I moved into Ed's house, and that was very difficult for me. I had to take things off the wall and put up my things, and I had to be very considerate about Andy's feelings.
Yeah,
and Ed's too, of course.
Typically, men don't change the house when when they become widowers.
Yeah.
Her stuff's still there.
Yeah, it's. I don't think decorating's really a man thing. And which I found out, I put way too much emotion into the process, and he really didn't care.
Diana, did you consider how complicated it would have been had Ed brought a daughter into your family?
Oh, well, I think that would have been delightful to have had a daughter.
Really? Yeah.
For a while, we had my niece living with us, and that was a lot of fun. It was also enough to make me go bald. Because she was the same age as Josh. So we had two sets that were about the same age. And we would have kept her, but we couldn't keep her. And after that, we decided three kids were probably enough.
Marty, you see this as a practical book because there's so many blended families today in America?
Absolutely. And Diana actually gave the book to my daughter-in-law to proofread, to read through. And her comment was, you know, this is practical for all families. It is specific for blended families, but we really tried to address things like the transitions and, you know, husband and wife issues that may be more prominent in a blended family, but frequently are present in any family because, you know, you're bringing one culture to another culture, even if there hasn't been previous marriages.
How did your church accept this change, Diana?
They were very supportive. At the time, I was at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Eureka, and when my husband died, when John died, they were all there helping me. And then when I got married, they were all very supportive. There was some concern that it was too soon because it was only a year later, but they were supportive. And now this new church has been really supportive.
Do you have other blended families at your church, Marty?
Yes, we have. I don't even know statistically. You know, I think our church might be a little unusual in that I don't think we have as many as perhaps in other churches, but I know there are a number of blended families in our church, and we've had those folks, now that they've learned about the book, you know, express, boy, I can't wait to write it. Why didn't you write it 10 years ago? You know, things like that.
Yes, we even have one that has been, they've been blended in, I think, maybe 40 years ago. And she can't wait for the book to come out.
Yeah.
A little humor in this book, Diana?
a lot of humor in this book. You asked her, Diana, but I answered. She has got a great wit, and it's delightful to read.
And Diana, share with us some of Marty's contributions to the book.
Marty took a lot of the problems that we had and broke them down into such specific, easy ways to have fixed them that someone picking up the book could say, oh, well, this is how I need to do the holidays. This makes sense to me, and I can do this with my child if he's not doing that. I don't want to give away too much of the book. It's very practical.
And it sounds like blended families can really identify with your experience.
I think they can. I'm hoping so. We did talk to other people, and we had lots of papers filled out and getting their input. So those stories are also incorporated in the book.
So was this experience therapeutic? Did it make your marriage stronger?
Yes, it did. It opened up a lot of communication that I didn't expect to happen.
And I suppose it was okay with Ed to expose all the warts?
Yes. He said, I look bad in here. And I said, no, you don't. You look like a hero.
He's a prince.
Yeah, he is. He's probably listening and he's blushing right now. I love you, honey. I think that it was really very good for me to write this book. I had a lot of issues that I had to deal with one of my sons, and I worked through that, and that was very good for me. Despite whether or not we sell one copy or not, it was very good for me, and I think it will help a lot of people.
And Marty, did you learn from this experience?
Oh, absolutely. I had only previously written articles, so writing a book was one thing that I am just grateful that God gave me the ability to persevere through it. But I learned a lot about Ed and Diana, and we've been going to the same church since my husband was called to serve Blessed Savior almost 17 years ago. And one of the things, you know, I felt like I was walking inside her history and really feeling what it was, some of what it was like to experience the loss of a spouse and the consideration for moving on with your life and how do you do that. But also as we approached, you know, the chapter about how she and Ed adopted the other's children, I realized that I never in all of those years that I had known them as a couple ever heard them refer to the boys as adopted boys or stepchildren or anything but their boys. Mm-hmm. And I thought that is such an important message, that when we blend our families, we do become one. We, our children, whether they're blood related or not, are our children. And I think that the model that they established for that unconditional love, even during difficult times, even when, you know, you're feeling like, wow, God, am I up to the task? And that is a question to God. That was not a curse. So, you know, but asking God, am I up to this task? And yes, and they both stepped up. And I mean, we count them among our best friends. You know, they are like Kristen's surrogate parents. And I think to see a family come through the most difficult of circumstances, losing a spouse that you cherish, your kids losing a parent, and blending a family, and God blesses that effort. It was a moving thing for me.
Is there help in the book for the blended family that has an unhappy child, a child unhappy with this new relationship, who is actually trying to undermine it?
We talk about that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah, kids like to divide and conquer.
And that's one of our chapters, isn't it? Divide and conquer.
It is.
Yes.
We'll look forward to it. It's titled We're Not Blended, We're Pure Read. Diana Brandemeyer with some help from Marty Lintvedt, and that should be released in July from CPH, huh?
That's right.
All right. Good talking with you, Diana. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.